Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. And if you're just joining us, we've got John Jocelyn, the legislative vice president from the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. And we've been talking about this, what I call the Maryland governor's gun ban, Senate Bill 281 that passed the General Assembly this past session. And the what I wanted to tell you was that there's a Comar hearing at 1 o'clock on Monday. Prior to that, there will be a gun rally on Lawyers Mall in Annapolis at 11. You're advised to show up about 10:30. Parking, of course, will be at the Naval Stadium and wherever else you can find parking in Annapolis. And there's a couple parking garages there that you can get into if you get in there early enough. And this is being supported by the AGC and the other gun groups, and we wanted to let you know about that. And anything you want to say about that, John?
For the listeners who are not on the Associated Gun Clubs legislative email list yet, please visit our website. It's associatedgunclubs.org. And on the legislative news page, you'll find a link to join our email list. And you'll also find on the left-hand side the archives of our emails. And everything we've sent out on these topics that we've talked about today, you'll find the email there. You can gather the information. There's maps of Annapolis and various other information on the rally and the process and so forth. And you can be in the loop, and it's a click away.
Click away. That's all it is. And also, John, we want to mention Take Back Maryland, which is, I believe, also on the website.
We do have links on the website for Take Back Maryland.
Take Back Maryland is, in order to make an impact, we need contributions to this nonpartisan political action committee. Show your support by visiting the website or sending a check to Take Back Maryland, PAC, at the address below. And that's Post Office Box 1346, Laurel, Maryland, 20725. The website is www.takebackmd.org. Anybody that would like to email me, I'll be more than glad to supply as much information as I can about these organizations, about AGC, about Take Back Maryland, on ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. That's my last name, Alan Ellis, E-L-L-I-S, and that's all you need, E-L-L-I-S, at ellisoutdoors.com. Ellis Outdoors is the umbrella website for Ellis Outdoors LLC. You can listen to podcasts of the radio show there. You can join us on Facebook. You can click to the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. You can click us to Maryland Loves Crabs Magazine. Just go to the website and do that. And I do remind you to join us all on Facebook. Now, we've got Joe. Good morning, Joe. Where are you calling from?
Gamber, Maryland.
Gamber. Okay, gotcha.
Carroll County. You know where that is.
Well, hey, look, I'm just asking.
I know, that's fine. No, listen, and I hate to do this to you, Alan, but I have to correct that. Your rally Monday is not a gun rally. It is a rally of the people of the state. Guns aren't, you couldn't take a gun onto Lawyer Square.
Come on, Joe, you know what we're trying to do here. We got a lot of moving parts here. So, I'm telling people to show up and don't bring their guns.
But the big thing is, and we had this, we had the first rally down there in Lawyer Square many years ago, where they brought in police snipers and everything else because they were afraid the people would do exactly what the people have the right to do, which is to arm themselves and be able to defend themselves. And, you know, you want to talk about a huge conflict of interest. You've got the legislature creating rules, trying to disarm the people, and they're not allowed to do that because that's under the Constitution.
Yep.
But you got a situation where they're the ones, by trying to remove your firearms, are perpetuating themselves in power over you and everybody else, and that, you see how well that works. But I want to go back.
Yeah, it works pretty well.
Yeah, well, it's a creeping kind of cancer in actuality. But I want to go back to something years ago, and I want to thank both you and John for all your efforts down through the years on, you know, keeping people on topic on this. But realistically, it goes back to a point that John made at an AGC meeting years back where he brought in a full-length mirror to the AGC meeting and said, here's the problem, guys. And he was correct. We have gotten ourselves into this problem because people, and realistically, hunters, fishermen, everybody else, we really just want to be left alone and to do what we want to do and like that. But if we do not involve ourselves in the political process, not only being registered to vote, but being voters and being active voters and keeping the legislators on track, which they have a real tendency to get away from the second you take your finger off of them. We get ourselves into Senate Bill 281 and other poorly written, very...
Joe, where are you going?
Well, we need to get, and you know this, you've been through this, we've talked on the station before about that. The main problem is getting the hunters and the fishermen and everybody else active, involved.
Oh, that's what we've been trying to do here for 25 years, Joe. I mean, you're preaching to the choir here.
Oh, I know, and that's... That, and I know it's not you, and I know it's not John, because I know both you guys.
Well, then call somebody else. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, but you guys got the airwaves, and the ones who are listening to this show are the ones who have to pick up the phone and go down to Annapolis come Monday and also talk to their legislators and everything else. And they all look around and say, oh, it's somebody else's job. And it's not.
Well, that's right. You're absolutely right there, Joe.
And part of that is, and you guys know this, because back in the Revolutionary War days, you used to have all the able-bodied men come out onto the village green.
And yeah, well, we ain't there anymore.
I know, and that's part of what's slipping away.
We're not there anymore. No, it's gone. Not slipping away. It's gone, Joe. And you make a valid point that, you know, we've got to awaken the sleeping giant. Senate Bill 281 might have helped to do that. But you know who's being impacted and knows and who is acting? Listen to me. You know who is taking action more than the people who know about guns and firearms and hunters and fishermen? You know who's taking the action?
Oh, all the liberals.
No. The people who are scared. It's the moms. It's the women who have kids. It's the people that are flooding the gun stores that are buying guns because they think the government's going to take them away. They understand that the situation in our society is dangerous. They understand that the government is intrusive, and they're buying their gun to poke the finger in the eye of the General Assembly, and that's what's caused the backlog of all this increase in gun sales and everything else. That's what's caused the backlog in the background checks. Prior to this, the system was working just fine. You get your gun back in 10 days, and away you go. When this started, now we're looking 3-4 months. We've got people that are not sworn officers who are doing the background investigations. We've got our information being shared with other state agencies. This is the culmination of all the years of threatening to suppress our Second Amendment rights by the administration and by the liberals. This is what's coming to pass, and the people understand what's going on, and they're reacting. You might say, oh, people don't do this and people don't do that. The people that don't do this and don't do that, the people that aren't responding, are the ones that feel comfortable, that have their guns, that, hey, I've got my property, I can go hunt and leave me alone, you know, that type of mentality. The people that are buying are the ones that feel threatened by the laws and understand what's going on.
This is true.
We're going to take a break. Let me tell you folks about Clyde Sport Shop. If you want to buy a hunting firearm, you want to go archery hunting, they've got Kota bow crossbows and Parker bows and crossbows. They've got all types of firearms for hunting. The great Browning firearms that we listed in the last hour, you can go on their website, ClydeSports.com, and see the whole lineup there. If you want to go fishing this fall, you can certainly do that. They've got a full line of live bait, fishing tackle, and they're just all-around good guys. If you need any gunsmithing done, you need a scope mounted, if you need fishing line put on your reel, if you need your reels and rods repaired, Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. You can call them at 242-6108. You can call the fishing hotline at 247-3474. That's 247-FISH for an update fishing report. And we will... we'll be right back after we bring you these following messages, and then we'll play the interview with Emily Miller. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Fishbones has all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report in the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto. Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Coast to Coast AM is live and on the air in Baltimore. This is George Norrie, inviting you to join me every morning as we discuss the paranormal, UFOs, strange occurrences, life after death, and other unexplained phenomena. Coast to Coast AM features the real-life X-Files, Ghost Whisperer mediums, and crossings along with your calls and experiences. You can hear it from 1 to 5 each morning right here on the most powerful name in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Side-by-side multi-use vehicles are some of the most popular ways to combine work and fun. And for whatever challenge your day has in store, Honda has just the side-by-side for you, the new Pioneer 700. Whether getting a load to the worksite or reaching a remote fishing spot, the Pioneer 700 offers a value unmatched by any side-by-side, and you can see it at Pete's Cycle, Baltimore. The new Pioneer 700 is loaded with features, like a cargo bed that holds 1,000 pounds and tilts up for easy unloading. And that's in addition to the Pioneer 700's 1,500-pound towing capacity. Plus, its Honda automatic transmission features a heavy-duty torque converter, making it the only completely mechanical automotive-style automatic in the class. So come on down to Pete's Cycle Company, 7511 Bel Air Road in Overly, and check out the new Honda Pioneer 700. It's a side-by-side that's ready for every challenge. And while you're there, complete the picture with over 60 quality Honda accessories. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers for drivers 16 years and older.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land.
All right, we're back. Hey, we had a chance to do an interview with Emily Miller. You've heard her on the air here before with some of our other hosts, but we had an opportunity to talk with her about some of the things going on in Maryland and her gun called Emily Gets Her Gun. And I'd like to recommend this book to anybody who's thinking about buying a gun. And, I mean, anybody, man, woman, you know, you name it, especially the women, though, because it's written from a woman's perception. And very good writer, very detail-oriented, and I like reading her. So we're going to play that interview right now. Well, good morning. We are with Emily Miller, who's the senior editor of opinion at the Washington Times in Washington, D.C. And Emily has written a book. It's called Emily Gets Her Gun, But Obama Wants to Take Yours. We want to welcome Emily to the Outdoorsman Radio Show, first time, and good morning.
Morning. It's so great to be on the show in my hometown of Baltimore.
Yeah, I know you're from Baltimore, and I think that you've been on the air here with some of our other hosts throughout the weeks. And the book is great. I've been looking at some of the excerpts from it, and the table of contents is enough to intrigue any gun owner to buy this book wherever it's sold, at Amazon or you tell me where you'd like the folks to pick up.
Everywhere you can buy a book, Barnes and Noble and Towson, Pikesville, Inner Harbor, any place, Books a Million, and Amazon. I mean, in any bookstore.
There you go. Emily Gets Her Gun, Chapter 1, From Crime Victim to Gun Owner. And Chapter 1 is, quite frankly, pretty funny with your encounter with the Washington Metro Police Station and the officer that handed you the paperwork and tried to walk you through the process of buying and owning and registering a gun in the city of Washington, D.C.
Well, the reason I wrote this book was I went through so much just to get a legal handgun registered in D.C., and so many of these same laws that are in D.C. are now getting started on October 1st, as you know, in Maryland. So what I went through, it took me 17 steps and 4 months just to register a gun that I could keep in my home. And after I went through that, Obama got elected to a second term and made gun control one of his top priorities. And backed by all the money that Mayor Bloomberg has, they have been, unfortunately, very successful in pushing their gun control agenda throughout the country of 5 states, including Maryland, obviously, and trying to get the 60 votes to pass on in the Senate. And what worries me is what I went through and how hard it is for the law-abiding to be gun owners, to defend their families, to be responsible, versus the criminals. And I live in a city, Washington, D.C., where violent crime is up. Assaults with a gun are up, sexual assaults are up, and so I need a gun to protect myself.
Absolutely.
And I want to do that in this city, and so it worries me, and that's what this book is about, is that what has happened since the unfortunate tragedy at Newtown, and how Obama and Bloomberg and all of them have exploited that tragedy in order to pass gun control laws.
Well, let's not forget the governor of Maryland involved in that.
And, of course, then, you know, Obama really pushed hard for O'Malley to do this, and O'Malley obviously has his eyes on higher office, and that's why he did it, and that's why New York Governor Cuomo did it. And, you know, the president went to Maryland, and the vice president went to Maryland, and they put the pressure on him, and, you know, he wants to please the party leaders, he being O'Malley. And here's the facts of the book, and the most important thing I want people to take away from it, is that there has never been any gun control law that has been shown to reduce crime.
Correct.
Never at all. In all studies we have looked at, the government studies, Harvard studies, it has never reduced crime. The only thing gun control does is make it harder for the law-abiding to get guns.
Exactly.
So why is it that the president and the governors and all these people are pushing hard for something that they know will not make people safer? They know that gun ownership in this country is at its highest rates ever, and yet gun crime goes down every year. In fact, it's down 40% in the past 20 years. So less people are getting hurt by crime, by guns, yet gun ownership is up. And all these politicians want to do is take away our right to keep and bear arms.
I noticed that Governor Rick Perry from Texas has a comment about your book, and I know you've met him. What do you think of his particular emphasis right now in coming directly at the businesses in Maryland and saying, hey, if you're tired of taxes, bring your business to Texas. We'll take care of you.
Well, you know, Governor Rick Perry was, in the 2008 election, was the leading pro-Second Amendment candidate that we had.
Still is.
And in the 2008 election. And so he has, I interviewed him for the book, and I said, you know, what do you think about the philosophy of gun control and what Obama is doing? And he said to me, he said, you know, I got in a lot of trouble in the 2008 election for saying this, but Barack Obama is a classic central control socialist. He wants to control your health care, your budget, your money. He wants more of your money. And part of that philosophical belief is disarming the populace. And, you know, that's, of course, in my book. And so while this Governor O'Malley, for example, and this is happening in Connecticut and Colorado as well, is going after guns and all these companies that are bringing in so much jobs and so much profit to their states are forcing them out of state. And so it's no surprise that Governor Perry has been at the forefront of going and visiting and to Connecticut, to Maryland, to Colorado, and saying to these firearms and manufacturers and other associated firearms parts, come to Texas. Here, I'm not going to go after your product. I'm not attacking guns. And we have lower taxes and we have lower regulation. And, you know, we know for now, I can tell you because I interviewed Jeff Ray, who's the general counsel of Beretta. They are looking to expand and they're leaving Maryland with it. They're not going to move the entire company because they feel loyalty to their employees in Southern Maryland. But Beretta is expanding, will be creating new jobs, new money, new, you know, revenue for the state, but that state will not be Maryland.
Exactly. Still with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. We had a little silence there for a second, so I'm glad you are. Well, you know, even our Senate President, Mike Miller, suggested that, hey, so what if a couple gun companies move to Texas? You know, if you're into biotechnology and high tech and that type of thing, Maryland's a place for you. We're going to take care of you. But, you know, taxes are taxes. Businesses are businesses. They're in they're in business for one reason, and that's to make a profit. And I don't care if it's Beretta or some high-tech company or biomedical company or whatever it might be. Maryland is unfriendly to businesses and in particular to the gun businesses like LWRC, who testified against Senate Bill 281, like Beretta and their representatives when SB 281 was being debated. So, Mike Miller, you know, I hope Beretta leaves. I hope LWRC leaves and you get your wish.
Well, there's, you know, I think the bigger picture here is that law-abiding Americans, which includes gun manufacturers, are not the people who are criminals.
Correct.
They are not the crazy people who go to the Navy Yard and shoot 12 innocent people dead.
Also
they're
correct.
Not the crazy people. They are not the criminals and the drug addicts on the streets who are killing and shooting people, which is the biggest source of crime. I mean, that's the 8,000 people who get killed every year versus about 18 who are killed in mass shootings. So the attacks that are coming on whether it's manufacturers or on those of us who are law-abiding gun owners are so misdirected. You know, where the crime is, why people commit crimes, go after the criminals, prosecute the criminals. And when the people are just flat out insane, you got to lock them up. You got to make sure that their records are in the FBI check so they can't get guns. And getting illegal guns out of the hands of criminals and prosecuting criminals and doing something about crime, that's our goal. What the goal is of these gun grabbers, these politicians, is unclear to me.
Well, what I find fascinating about this latest incident at the Navy Yard, this guy was being treated by the VA, and they knew. They knew what his mental condition was, and that to me is just the worst type of incompetence that there can possibly be. We can debate that all day.
Right. The point is that going after guns when you have a crazy person is irrelevant. He passed two background checks, the Virginia background check and the NICS background check.
Right. Mm.
So once again, it proves what I've been saying in this book is that gun control laws don't reduce crime.
Correct.
He passed the background checks. What does reduce crime is a much more complicated issue, and the president doesn't want to get into that. But it's everything from, you know, getting more jobs in the city, getting more hope people in the city, spreading people out. When they live on top of each other, they tend to be more criminals. So there are a lot of things that factor in. It is one of those things is not gun control laws. So anyway, I'm really, you know, looking forward this weekend. I'll be coming back in Maryland. I'll be speaking on Sunday to the Maryland Shell Issue Group, and they have done such great work in the past year, especially in trying to fight O'Malley and trying to fight his gun control measures. And they're the ones who alerted me just last week of this outrageous invasion of privacy in which the governor allowed five different agencies access to the private information of potential gun owners who are looking to buy their guns.
Exactly.
So I was speaking at Maryland Shell Issue this Sunday from 1:30 to 3:30 at the Early Heights Volunteer Fire Company.
And that's on Ritchie Highway.
So
yep.
I've said that's
exactly.
on...
Exactly. It's that's on Ritchie on, Highway. Right. And you can go to more information. Just go to MarylandShellIssue.com, and you can get more information on that, or go to my Facebook page, which is Emily Miller DC, or tweet at me at Emily Miller. And I'm really excited because, as I said, Maryland is my home state, and I'm proud of that. And I'm proud of how these guys are really fighting back for their Second Amendment rights. And there's obviously a long way to go with this new law coming online on October 1st. And you know, hopefully there will be a lawsuit to try to get that off the books. But until then, you know, it looks like Maryland is going to be very similar to D.C. when it comes to gun control.
Well, to the best of my knowledge, Emily, there will be a rally in Annapolis on Lawyer Square called for 11 a.m., so folks should get there at 10:30. And that's on Monday when the Comar hearings are coming up to review this gun law that was passed, Senate Bill 281, the assault on our Second Amendment rights here in Maryland. So we want to invite our listeners to attend that. And MSI, Google Maryland Shall Issue to get to the website. I talked to Patrick Shomo, the president, the other day, and we've been in touch. We've been in touch with the folks at the Associated Gun Clubs and others. So what you experienced in taking 4 months, and how many different forms was it that you filled out to get your gun?
Oh, it wasn't the forms. There were 17 steps.
17 steps.
The five-hour class that Maryland has just done, just started, I had to do that. I had to take a written test, a multiple-choice test, and I have a ballistics test. 10-day waiting period.
Well,
all that to be said, that is not for a carry permit.
Own your gun in D.C. That's exactly right. And that's what we're looking at here in Maryland. We're talking about licensing and fingerprinting and having to take a course. It's going to cost double to own a firearm here with the price of the course and everything else. And some of the things that are being introduced, I don't know if you're aware of this, but the state police floated the idea that people had to pay for their course with a credit card. What about people who don't have credit cards? And I don't know if you had heard that or not, but these are some of the things that they're trying to sneak in a little bit under the radar. And I think this once these things are found out and spread, you know, we will have a public comment period on this hearing that's going to take place on Monday. So we want to make sure everybody's aware of that, and we'll bring them more information as we get it from MSI and AGC and others.
Well, I will say, you know, when it comes to, you know, citizen activism, I was not a gun owner until last year, and I decided to get a gun because I was a victim of a home invasion.
Yes.
And after that happened, I became more active in realizing how important the Second Amendment was. And when I wrote about what was going on in D.C. and their gun control laws and how it kept me from getting a gun, which is all these things that they're putting in place now in Maryland, by exposing them in the Washington Times in my series, it forced the city council to actually change the laws twice last year.
It did.
And make it a little bit slightly easier to register a legal gun in D.C. So, you know, everyone, like as you said, you know, all these great people at Maryland Shall Issue are working so hard, and I really believe that, because I've seen it for myself, that if you push hard enough against these elected officials and you stand up for the Constitution and the Second Amendment rights, that you really can make a difference.
That's correct. Emily Miller, author of Emily Gets Her Gun, But Obama Wants to Take Yours. She's a senior editor of opinion at the Washington Times and has written extensively about firearms and gun rights. And we want to recommend that folks go out and buy your book. I've got some copies coming, and I'll be giving some away to our listeners, Emily. How do you like that?
So that sounds great.
I recommend this.
Again, the book is for sale at the Barnes & Noble in Washington, Baltimore, or anywhere in Maryland, Barnes & Noble and Books A Million, and it's online at Amazon as well in all forms, e-forms, Audible, and all that kind of stuff. So I hope people can support this hometown girl.
Emily, thank you very much for joining us today, and keep up the fight. We appreciate it.
I will. Thank you so much.
Righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Clyde Sports Shop is your hunting headquarters for fine Browning firearms for hunting. Let's talk about that. They've got the Gold Light in 10-gauge, a proven standard for auto-loading performance. It's a gas-operated auto-loader, 3.5-inch chamber, Dura-Touch armor coating, which means no rust, no fingerprints, in mossy oak camo. It comes with 3 standard and vector choke tubes. They got the 725 Satori sporting shotgun, over and under. Beautiful firearm. It's got the Invector DS choke tubes, 5 of them, a ported barrel, a triple trigger system, the Vector Pro length enforcing cones. And for those of you who don't know about shooting sports I'm talking to the folks that do. Let's put it this way. If you want to get into trap and skeet and sporting clays, get that 725 Satori, and there's also a field model you can go for game birds, upland game birds, if you like. Then there's the Maxis, the autoloader shotgun, waterfowl hunting perfection, 3 and 3.5 inch chambers, a new power drive gas system, reduces recoils, the BPS pump shotgun, very affordable, 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge models available, and there's a 12 and 20-gauge rifled barrel available, rifled barrel model available for deer hunting also if you want a Browning shotgun for deer hunting. And finally, the A5. The hump is back, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil operated autoloader on the planet. Comes with 100,000 rounds or a 5-year guarantee. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, your full line Browning dealer. They've got everything. They have gunsmithing services, scope mounting, ammunition, licenses, and all firearms. 410-242-6108, 242-6108, or ClydeSports.com.
Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's eastern shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872, for geese, ducks, and quality bucks.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers only Maryland live crabs, a little more expensive, but well worth it. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live Maryland crabs at NBS Seafood. Maryland watermen supply the best local crabs caught today for you to enjoy tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that Maryland blues are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have a crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood has fresh Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-caught Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash frozen delights. And they shed their own soft crabs in their own tanks for the cleanest, freshest, soft crabs anywhere. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number, 410-271-3202. 271-3202 for live crabs, NBS Seafood. No bull stuff sold here.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. It could get tougher and more expensive to get a mortgage next year. The government's trying to reduce its role in the mortgage market and get private lenders to take up the slack. Uncle Sam's first move affects larger loans. In January, government-backed lenders Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are planning to cut the maximum size of mortgages they back. Now those loans average around $417,000. By lowering the loan sizes backed by these agencies, regulators are hoping lenders will step in to pick up the impacted borrowers and that a private market for purchasing these loans will reopen. The problem is that at the same time Fannie and Freddie cut back, new rules from the Consumer Finance Protection Agency go into effect, restricting the types of loans private lenders can provide. The changes could leave next year's mortgage applicants with fewer and more expensive financing options to choose from than what's currently available. Experts suggest that if you find a good deal on a mortgage before the end of the year, lock it in. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
No matter where you hunt, from the mountains to the marshes, Pete's Cycle Company with three locations is your Maryland source for utility and side-by-side ATVs and UTVs. Top brands Honda, Suzuki, Yamaha, Polaris, Can-Am, and Kawasaki are all on display. ATVs from Pete's Cycle. Visit the website, PeteCycle.com. Call 410-663-8556 or visit the showrooms in Bel Air, Baltimore, and Severna Park. Pete's Cycle Company, family-owned and operated for 75 years as Baltimore's ATV and motorcycle leader.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early, and honey, you ain't gonna like it, 'cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown and green. She's the sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot. My baby looks good in camouflage.
All right, here we are back live again after the interview with Emily Miller. And we have on the phone Patty Handy from the, am I saying that right, Patty?
Yes.
From Maryland Department of Natural Resources. And your title, please?
I am the Information and Education Program Manager for the Wildlife and Heritage Service.
And let's talk about National Hunting and Fishing Day. Guess who we have in the studio? John Jocelyn from AGC.
Hello, John.
Good morning, Patty.
You guys know each other. I mean, the headquarters for National Hunting and Fishing Day next Saturday is the Associated Gun Clubs in Baltimore, 11581 Marriottsville Road in Marriottsville, Maryland, and that's in Baltimore County. Tell us about the day, Patty.
Well, it's an outdoor day. We are inviting anglers, hunters, and basically anyone who is interested in the outdoors to partake in this event. We're going to have a lot of hands-on exhibits and activities for the entire family to enjoy.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Patty, and we appreciate you checking in with us. No, I'm just kidding. We've got John just handed me a schedule, quite extensive schedule of what's going on there. This is a hands-on participation event, right?
Yes, yes. So we have informational booths there, of course, but we do have a lot of hands-on programs going on, dog demonstrations, certified instructors for the rifle shooting, shotgun shooting, BB guns for the really little kids, archery, you know, teach you how to cast for fishing and fly tying. So a whole bunch of hands-on activities that if you're a novice and just trying to learn about the outdoors and different things that you can do, this is the perfect event, and it's perfect to bring little kids and and the entire family, really.
Well, I see a lot of conservation groups listed here that'll have their displays on anything from the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America, the National Rifle Association, the Natural Resources Police will be there, DNR will be there, the Quality Deer Management Association. And, you know, these folks all have good information on conservation here in Maryland, the local programs, not some national deal, but what they're doing here in the state to help not only bring youngsters into the outdoors, which is part of the focus of the National Hunting and Fishing Day, but to educate people, moms and dads and families and people who are involved, what our natural resources are all about here in Maryland. I mean, we have tremendous opportunities for fishing and hunting here in the state.
Exactly. You want to get the information out there to as many people as possible while making it a fun day at the same time.
Sure, sure. Well, tell us about the department's involvement.
Well, we've been involved with it now. This is our 7th annual National Hunting and Fishing Day. This is our second year at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. And basically, we try to soliciting and gather all these different conservation groups in one area. So we're the coordinators of this event in Maryland.
Right. So you got folks there from all over the state coming in, and there'll be people there that are there vendors that are selling things, or is it primarily the conservation groups and they're looking for members?
It's primarily the conservation groups, and they're just trying to get the information out, and we will have a couple of groups there that will probably be selling stuff, as well as, you know, as anyone, we will be having food there. That's always very important, at least to me. So you can truly
spend the food part's
entire
good, right?
day there.
Exactly.
And have, you know, food and beverage to accompany that. So.
Well, it sounds like a good day. I'm looking at a tremendous schedule here. I'm looking at just roughly 30 or 35 different vendors and conservation groups and displays and things that are going on. So it looks like a full day.
Yeah, yeah. We actually have 38 right now.
38,
different booths.
Yeah.
It's a free event. There's parking right on site, and we provide everything. So
good.
You don't have to bring anything there. Just bring yourself.
Just bring yourself and show up. There's no charge?
No charge.
No charge. So you just walk in. And if you want to learn about fishing, you learn about fishing. If you want to learn about waterfowl, you learn about waterfowl. If you want to learn about big game, you learn about big game. And every different type of equipment involved in hunting and fishing as well. And there's fly fishing. There's spin fishing. It looks like there's shotgun shooting. There's BB guns, like you said. The range is going to be open, I'm assuming, and demonstrations on different types of shooting sports and things like that. So it sounds like an all-around great family day.
Yes, and we're going to have live animals there as well. That way, you know, the hunters and anglers, they are the main conservationists in this country and including in our state. So you get to see some of the animals that we're conserving as well.
Really? What are you having?
Well, the Scales and Tails program
Scales and
will
Tails,
be there.
Scales and Tails,
yep. So they'll be bringing some raptors and probably a couple of reptiles as well. So
cool.
You get to see those. And I think the Turkey Federation will be bringing a couple of live turkeys and quail as well. So we'll be having a couple of different live animals there, so you can actually see what it is that we're conserving.
That's great. That's great. Well, very good. All right, Patty, we'll hang loose there a minute. We don't need to talk to John. John, you guys have graciously hosted this event last year and this year at the AGC. Anything you want to add to what Patty was telling us?
I think Patty's described it very well. We are honored to have the DNR as our guests, as well as all the people who do come out.
Sure.
It was an outstanding event last year. We are expecting an even better event this year. And we believe that it's a family day that you can spend out and learn a whole lot of things about things you may not have known anything about before, but you'll get a good grasp of it by visiting this event.
Sure. And while you're here, before we have to take our next break, John, I want you to one more time tell us about Take Back Maryland and what that means to people who are interested. We've been talking about the governor's gun ban here, and a lot of things we couldn't talk about, but are available on your website at associatedgunclubs.org, and including a link to Take Back Maryland. Tell us just briefly about that.
Okay. Take Back Maryland is a gun rights pack for Maryland. For Maryland citizens, all funds collected will be used in Maryland, nowhere else.
PAC means Political Action Committee.
And the intent is to have the funding necessary to support the proper candidates, those who defend their rights, in 2014 elections and beyond. And we are looking for members to join the PAC. We're looking for donations.
Sure.
And as an incentive to join the PAC, we have a Beretta Model 92 semi-automatic pistol that was donated by the good folks at Beretta.
Yep.
And every member of the PAC will be eligible in the drawing. And no donation is required, but we certainly hope you will donate because that's the reason for the PAC. It's
right.
The best way to make an impact on the election.
Exactly right. And Take Back MD will Take Back MD, TakeBackMD.org is the website if anybody wants to join. Once again, anybody wants to email me with information from the show, if you've missed parts of it, you're certainly welcome to do that. And we'll talk more about this, of course, in the future, TakeBackMD.org. And so, Patty, anything you want to tell us, anything else you want to tell us about the day?
Well, I should probably tell you guys the time. It starts at 10 a.m. and it ends at 4, and anyone can show up anywhere in between then, and we will be there and have everything going on.
Very good. Okay. Thank you very much. John?
Thank you, Patty.
Thank you,
My
Patty.
Pleasure.
You have
Thank
a great
you.
Day. Yep. We're going to break here shortly, and then we'll be out. We'll be going to say, we'll have enough time to say goodbye. So we'll be right back after this.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Buck Bomb introduces new products that will attract deer and improve your odds. The new Ambush all-season deer scent comes in a larger can that gives you 33% more Buck Bomb for the same low price. Use it on every hunt. The Cornholer is a corn-based attractant that screws into the ground. Deer have to paw and gnaw to get it. That brings them back time after time. Now, Pathfinder is an invisible spray, except for your flashlight, that you spray on trees to mark your trail into your stand. You can't see it in the daylight, so no one else can find your favorite spot except you. It lasts for months until it slowly fades away. And fishermen, you can try the new Fish Bomb Menhaden Quick Slick from the makers of Buck Bomb. Visit your local Buck Bomb retailer or order online at buckbomb.com or call 1-866-850-6653. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart. Increase your odds with the Buck Bomb.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto, no matter where you hunt, from the mountains to the marshes, Pete's Cycle Company with three locations is your Maryland source for utility and side-by-side ATVs and UTVs. Top brands Honda, Suzuki, Yamaha, Polaris, Can-Am, and Kawasaki are all on display. ATVs from Pete's Cycle. Visit the website, PeteCycle.com. Call 410-663-8556 or visit the showrooms in Bel Air, Baltimore, and Severna Park. Pete's Cycle Company, family-owned and operated for 75 years as Baltimore's ATV and motorcycle leader.
All right, here's what we've got, ladies and gentlemen. We've got 2 minutes left, and the lines are loaded up with calls. Where have you been? Okay, because we're wrapping it up, unfortunately. And, Marshall, I'm sorry. I will have an answer for you, but you know, you guys just got a call to get online with me here earlier in the show when I invite you to call. That's all. And I'm sorry we can't get to you. We want to talk about one more time about the rally.
Rally in Annapolis on Monday. The rally will be at 11 a.m. The hearings begin at 1 p.m. and will continue for at least 3 hours.
Just show up in Annapolis and head towards Lawyers Mall.
Exactly.
Go to the website, associatedgunclubs.org. Anything and everything about firearms, about Senate Bill 281, about the Comar hearings, the Comar regulations, about Take Back Maryland, what people can actually do to help in the fight. Take Back MD.org, TakeBackMD.org, is a political action committee, nonpartisan. It is the best way to fight, one of the best ways to fight what's going on in Annapolis by joining a PAC and providing the money for the people that are involved in the fight. A lot of stuff under litigation right now, a lot of lawsuits going on, a lot of filings for injunctions and everything else of all this mischief that's going on in Annapolis.
Tremendous amount of activity.
A lot of stuff we can't talk about because it is in litigation, but the main thing we want to talk about is National Hunting and Fishing Day.
And that will be at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore at 11518 Marriottsville Road next Saturday, the 28th.
10 to 4.
From 10 to 4.
10 to 4.
And it's free.
It's free and a lot of stuff going on in 6 hours. There's all kinds of hands-on thing. Last year you had 500-600 people there. You can handle that crowd very easily because the property's so large. So let's double that this year.
Look forward to seeing the people out there.
There we go. Moms, dads, kids, bring the families. If you're interested at all in the outdoors, conservation, remember, hunters and fishermen are our first conservationists.
Absolutely.
And will continue to be. And, folks, we thank you for joining us. If you have any questions, any information you'd like to have, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Join us on Facebook and like us on Facebook, and Laura will love you. See ya. Get out, stay out, stay safe.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. No matter where you hunt, from the mountains to the marshes, Pete's Cycle Company with three locations is your Maryland source for utility and